With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Right now, more than 100,000 people are waiting for a life-saving organ transplant in the U.S. A local man who has seen the impact of organ donation firsthand is encouraging others to sign up to be an organ donor upon their death. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
An offhand comment from his wife has stuck with Kim Messenger since it happened 17 years ago.
We're at the stoplight over here by Burger King. And for some reason, all of us, the boys and I and Ma, were in the truck, and she said, if something should ever happen to me, let them take what they can use and cremate me and bring me home.
Messenger's wife, Karen, was referring to her wanting to be an organ donor. Having to decide what to do in the event of her death seemed like a very far-off decision for the Rhinelander man. He never thought it would be a month later when Karen had a stroke.
And it was not an easy choice, but a comforting choice to know that I fulfilled their final wishes.
Karen's liver, pancreas, kidneys, and heart went to people in Wisconsin and surrounding states. Messenger has met some of the people that received Karen's organs, including a girl from southern Wisconsin that got her pancreas and kidney.
And her mother said they transplanted it, and within days her color came back, and she had her daughter back from near that death by a total, complete stranger. She was from Janesville. We were from northern Wisconsin. Never met, but that's what it is all about.
Messenger shared Karen's story standing in front of Aspirus Rhinelander Hospital on a sunny, breezy day as staff raised a Donate Life flag. He has spent the nearly two decades since his wife's death advocating for people to register to be organ donors. Even if you don't register, he does encourage you to talk with your family about what you would like to happen.
We weren't registered at the time, but my main story, when you put that dot on your driver's license or when they ask you, you're talking death. I mean, nobody wants to talk death, but wake up, we're not coming out of here alive. But at least tell your family, because to be totally honest, I don't know if I could have donated if she hadn't told me.
There are more than 1,600 people in Wisconsin alone on the National Organ Transplant List. People can register to be an organ donor at any Wisconsin DMV or at heroicdeed.com. April is National Donate Life Month. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Sheriffs in both Lincoln and Langlade counties plan to retire. In Lincoln County, Sheriff Ken Schneider announced he will retire at the end of the year and will not be a candidate for sheriff in 2026. He thanked all those who supported him during his two terms as sheriff and expressed pride in the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and thanks to all who worked there. In Langlade County, Sheriff Mark Weston said serving as sheriff since 2017 has been the most rewarding and significant part of his professional career. Weston said he will retire from law enforcement when his term ends in January, capping a 33-year career. Weston thanked past and present sheriff's office staff, as well as the Badger State Sheriff's Association and the community for their support. WAOW Television contributed to this report. Adults 55 and older are now the fastest-growing group experiencing homelessness in the U.S., according to the National Alliance to End Homelessness. Antigo is one of many cities within Wisconsin seeing this trend. Nicole Barron is president of Williams House of Hope.
One of the main reasons that we're seeing the rise in our aging population is due to being on a fixed income and with the rising cost of affordable living.
Staff at Williams House of Hope say more seniors are now turning to them for help. Life changes like the loss of a spouse or partner, or the loss of a job, or running out of savings can push seniors into homelessness. Brown says isolation is another major factor impacting older adults.
Because we see it more and more that when individuals become isolated, especially in that population, that mental health and physical health start to go downhill.
At Williams House of Hope, support does not stop once someone finds shelter. The organization is partnering with local aging groups to expand services like companion care and additional resources. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Students with Native roots will be able to wear tribal regalia when they graduate from high school in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers signed the measure into law last week. Act 222 prevents school boards and charter schools from blocking a pupil with tribal ancestry from wearing traditional tribal regalia at a graduation ceremony. The same protection is in place for school-sponsored events. The law covers those who are a member of a tribe, a descendant of a member, or who are eligible to be enrolled. Wisconsin lawmakers have discussed a bill that would legalize medical aid in dying across the state. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Mentally competent adults with less than 6 months to live would be able to request medication to end their life. Supporters say the law includes safeguards and gives people autonomy and relief from unnecessary suffering. Critics argue that life should always be preserved. Chris Riley with the nonprofit Compassion and Choices notes the proposal largely mirrors the organization's model bill.
And with this legislation in particular, there's no residency restrictions. We believe that residency restrictions are unconstitutional because we also acknowledge that individuals often cross state lines to access health care.
Similar legislation has been introduced in Wisconsin multiple times since the 1990s, but has never advanced to a hearing. Illinois recently became the first state in the Midwest to authorize medical aid in dying. Riley says this could create momentum for neighboring states. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.